CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The death toll of Saturday's strong twin quakes in northwest Iran has risen to 250, and some 2,000 others were injured. Reports say the quakes, which jolted East Azerbaijan province, have damaged some 110 villages. A government official says medical assistance is being dispatched to hospitals in the three northwestern provinces which had received the injured. Thousands of people are remaining outdoors due to house damage or fear of aftershocks. At least 35 aftershocks have occurred in the region. China says it is willing to push forward cooperation with Malaysia and working together towards a peaceful and prosperous East Asia region. Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi said this in his meeting with Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak in Sabah state of East Malaysia Saturday. Yang Jiechi told Najib that China highly values the importance to develop strategic cooperation with Malaysia, which is an important partner to China in the region. He said China is willing to work with Malaysia for further bilateral cooperation and a closer China-ASEAN strategic partnership, as well as a peaceful, developed, and prosperous East Asia region. About 40 Taliban insurgents were killed and 30 others detained in military operations within the past 24 hours in different Afghan provinces. The country's interior ministry says Afghan police, army, and the NATO-led coalition forces have conducted 7 cleanup operations in several provinces over the past 24 hours. However, the Taliban insurgent group has yet to make comments. This is CRI News. A 15-day exhibition under the theme of China's first manned space docking mission was opened in Hong Kong on Sunday by 3 Chinese astronauts of Shenzhou 9 mission. The exhibition features the Shenzhou 9 spacecraft's re-entry capsule, emergency food packs and drinking water, and items China's first female astronaut Liu Yang used on the mission, including her spacesuit. More than 100 photos relating to Shenzhou 9 and documentary of the astronauts conducting experiments are on display. There are also activities based on the weightless conditions of Tiangong 1. China's trade surplus will continue to narrow in August as export growth is likely to stay low, according to a report issued by the Financial Research Center of Bank of Communications. The report says given the grim prospects for global economic recovery, the country's exports in August will fall from 1 month earlier, and year-on-year export growth will remain low. The research center is not optimistic about the global economy, as the U.S. economy has been struggling to gain traction and Europe is slipping toward a recession. China's central authorities have initiated a Level 4 emergency plan in response to torrential rains and flooding caused by Typhoon Haikui in East China's Jiangxi province. The National Commission for Disaster Reduction and the Ministry of Civil Affairs have dispatched teams to help with the relief work. Over 1 million people have been affected by the disasters, while some 145,000 have been evacuated. Following East China's Zhejiang, Shanghai, and Anhui, Jiangxi was the fourth provincial region covered by such Level 4 emergency plans in response to the latest typhoon since Wednesday. Provincial government officials have inked an agreement in Heilongjiang province to simplify customs and quarantine procedures in the northeast China region. The agreement, signed by officials from the provinces of Heilongjiang, Liaoning and Jilin, and the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region, is intended to allow for more efficient processing of goods and personnel in China's industrial heartland. Rains will hit most parts of China over the next 3 days, while Sichuan and Chongqing are forecast to experience high temperatures. The National Meteorological Center says moderate to heavy rains are expected to fall on parts of Gansu, Shanxi, Hebei, Yunnan, Jiangsu, Anhui, Hubei and Hunan provinces, as well as Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region, with rainfall reaching 50 to 80 millimeters in some regions. Sweltering heat will continue to grip much of Sichuan and Hubei provinces, as well as Chongqing municipality for the coming 2 days, with the mercury hitting as high as 39 degrees Celsius in some areas. In sports news, defending Olympic champion Zhou Shiming of China outscored Kay Pomprayon from Thailand 13-10 to defend his Olympic gold at London Olympics on Saturday. China's Chu Bo claimed the Olympic men's platform silver medal. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.